VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast for Sunday the 27th of April 2025. Welcome to the Anzac Day edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, April 27th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Fran, VK7FRN. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies, on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by the Digital Group, on medium and high frequency rebroadcasts thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Any Takers, 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DAG, 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT, and UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. Anzac Day saw plenty of activation activity throughout the VK states and territories, with more than 21 activators activating references, many using the AX prefix. It was great to hear a number of operators getting out for their very first activation experience. Rodney, VK7HAM, Peter, VK7ZPE, and Shane, VK7FF, ventured out to the Bubiala Conservation Area near Tomahawk on Wednesday. Once a bustling tin mining port in the late 19th century, it now stands as a quiet, largely forgotten area. During the activation, Rodney and Peter and Shane made 26 contacts. This was the first activation of this reference. Ian, VK7IAN, was in VK4 and activated Weber Creek Conservation Park, located in Noosaville. The park is home to mangrove forests, salt marshes and freshwater wetlands. Matt, VK7MAT, set out to his local spot, Trevellyn Nature Recreation Area, just a little over a kilometre from his QTH. Operating with his IC705 at 10 watts on 40 metres and 15 metres, he logged 31 contacts during the activation. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. VK7 News. Where is it now? Does anyone know the whereabouts of the IRE trophy? The trophy was on display at the Radio and Electrical Exhibition held in Launceston during June 1939. A report of the exhibition in Amateur Radio October 1, 1939 describes the display as centred around an amateur radio station in operation. VK7AB was the station used under the call sign VK7WI. The transmitter consisted of an EL5 tri-tet crystal oscillator capacitively coupled to an 807 and a link coupled to an iMac 35T running at an input of 50 watts and modulated by a pair of Osram PX25s in class AB push-pull. The receiver was a normal 10-tube superhet and the antenna a full-wave 40-meter ZEP. Included in the display was a wooden plaque. It was a trophy presented by the IRE, the Institute of Radio Engineers of Australia, now part of Engineers Australia, or was it by the IRE, which is now part of the IEEE? It would be interesting to know which was which. Where is this trophy now? To whom was it awarded and for what? If the item can be located or you know anything about it, can you let me know on email? luther8@bigpond.com. I have a poor photograph that accompanied the article in AR, but that is all. I would like to have a better photograph and any other detail that is available. It would be added to the history that was compiled in 2023 to celebrate the centenary of WIAA in Tasmania. 73 from Linda, VK7QP. QSL News. VK7 Inwards and QSL Bureau News. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at April 11 is in the email version of the broadcast. 73 from Herman, WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau Manager. Statewide SSTV nights. A busy net night saw that the following participant, VK7s, EV, AX, ZAB, KT, ZIR, ZCF, TW, and AAX, all share over 40 photos. Some photos didn't make it north, so remember to use a CT-CSS tone of 141.3 Hz on VK7RAF. The main themes were Anzac Day, lest we forget. There were fields of poppies and the war memorials at Ross and Hobart. Memories of past regional and national airlines, the local Tamar and Derwent River along with some rivers in the Netherlands, cats, a dog, a budgie and a Tassie devil. Other highlights were lighthouses, an Australian-built Transavia air truck, a bread-boarded electronics project in development, a children's cubby house with a deck, and a limited edition ham radio doll with accessories. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected with VK7RJG to his SSTV. Oh, the SSTV International Gateway, and some of VK7's conducted QSOs with PC1K in the Netherlands, DHIBM and DF9XZ in Germany. Tony will connect the gateway again next week at 7:30 p.m. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated bi-monthly meeting on Saturday, April the 5th. Visitors Tony VK7AT and Peter VK7BP were welcomed and attended the meeting. Due to the passing of esteemed club member and our previous club president Shirley VK7HSC earlier in the day, a minute's silence was held in respect to Shirley. Mark VK7MAR was appointed as the club secretary, filling a vacancy since the AGM. Members have voted and agreed that members can attend normal club meetings via electronic media, which will assist our elderly and infirm members to be part of the meeting. Eric, VK7EV, received permission from the club to experiment with an Echolink node so amateurs can access the VK7RMD repeater via the Echolink app or computer. The club has purchased a Rig Runner 10,010i remote control device from the USA. This will allow individual switching of radios on the VK7RMD. The device, utilising a GSM modem, will allow monitoring in real time of the individual radios, the current drain and the voltages, the hut temperature and humidity and other sensors, and alert any variations to the set parameters. This will be of great benefit and solve the issues of radios jamming on transmit for hours and the DTMF disabled tones failing, as has occurred. Brendan, VK7HP, has manufactured a 2-metre cavity filler to stop the desensitisation of the APRS unit. Andrew, VK7XR, has repaired the original 2-metre repeater to be used as a spare. There was a fault in the logic circuit that caused it to jam on transmit, which had caused quite a few issues. On the next trip up Mount Duncan, the new 7-centimetre repeater will be installed and the new roof put on the hut and the 2-metre APRS cavity filter installed. After the meeting, the new Yasu 70-centimetre repeater was on display, as well as the Rig Runner and the GSM modem, and on a laptop you could see the remote control system operating the Rig Runner unit. At Show and Tell, as planned, we were having a demonstration by VK7HP, VK7XR and VK7JAI on how to use an oscilloscope. VK7JAI Terry brought along a Tetronix 2235-100MHz oscilloscope that he had used later in his career as a broadcast engineer, and a homemade oscilloscope he had made and built into a loopy 3-litre olive oil tin. A club member brought along a Dick Smith Cat Q1280 oscilloscope to learn how to use it. The demonstration and learning session was going well until the Dick Smith oscilloscope started emitting the dreaded white smoke. An autopsy revealed an oil-filled capacitor had given up the ghost. After the meeting, members chatted and had afternoon tea and rummaged through a bootload of electronic components that Peter, VK7BP, had brought along to give away. A great meeting. Eric, VK7EV, from Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, news officer. News from the North. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7AN. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. An important message from Mount Arthur Repeaters. As we are rapidly heading towards the winter season, it seems a suitable time to mention that our repeater batteries can sometimes struggle to get fully charged, especially in cloudy and low wind weather conditions. Please consider this when using our repeaters for extended periods of time. Currently, there is a fairly high level of traffic, as well as the club's commitment of 2 national radio broadcasts, 2 state broadcasts, an SSTV night each week with an old-timers broadcast thrown in once a month also. This, combined with lower winds and very overcast dull days, could necessitate the temporary shutdown of DMR and other services. Thank you for your understanding from the NTARC committee. While we are on the subject of repeaters and being just after Anzac Day, the following is a very appropriate reminder. Thousands upon thousands of Australian and New Zealand service men and women have fought for our countries and our freedom. We're lucky enough to be able to express opinions without the prospect of jail or maybe disappearing. For this alone, we are truly grateful and should not abuse it. This freedom, and being an amateur radio operator, does not mean an open repeater is open slather. Think of others. Use common sense and good taste when talking. For example, we should try to nurture a good repeater etiquette, like use call signs, at least sometimes. Leave a gap between overs for others to get a word in. Don't monopolise the repeater. And for good measure, steer well clear of controversial topics like religion and politics. And remember, you are not on Facebook or that ex-Twitter thing. As far as on-air language goes, that age-old adage that went something like use language you would only use in front of your mother is a bit dubious nowadays, but please just use some common sense and keep it clean. Remember, there is a diverse range of listeners out there in radio land. NTARC repeaters do have an off button, and in extreme circumstances it will be used. Of course, this is purely hypothetical, but please take it seriously. If you're not sure, have a read from the link below in the section titled Ethos and the Ethics of Amateur Radio, which is a simplification of the relevant Amateur Radio ACMA document, the Ethos and Ethics of Amateur Radio, or check the NTARC website under Notices, Ethos and Ethics. Upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. Clubroom Technical Night Session. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 30th of April, at the usual time of 6:30 at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochelle. And a coffee morning held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, check the QSL cards, and join us for a cuppa. There's an endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of interest and news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the Secretary at the following address, news@entarc.net.all, items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary for NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. RISC ADX build date. Update. Oh, it's an update. Last Wednesday night, 23rd of April 25, saw at least four people reach the final stage of testing and celebration on their ADX transceiver, and they are happily using their QRP transceiver. This Wednesday night will be a hybrid night with the ADX test bench set up for the last few builders to test, and it will also be a DATV experimenters night with a short show from the developing new high-definition studio, which is a work in progress. There's someone there usually from around 6 p.m. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. May presentation night, the Tasmanian Trail on an Electric Unicycle. A huge thank you to Alan, VK7KN, who has agreed to give us a presentation on his recent expedition from the top to the bottom of Tasmania on an electric unicycle. Alan has completed the trip and is keen to let us know about his adventure with his brother, who rode an electric mountain bike. For those who don't know, the Tasmania Trail is a 480-kilometre multi-use trail that runs from Devonport to Dover. Many of you met Alan at the ABC Studio Tour, as Alan is one of the technical services team and is taking a well-earned rest and seeing Tasmania up close and personal. Wednesday, May 7 from 7:30 p.m. in the QD clubrooms and streamed. This should be a great presentation. 73 from the REST Committee. REST Forum Night, Antenna Confessions Edition. Wednesday the 14th of May 2025 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain clubrooms. Hey, antenna wranglers and feline fanatics, it's time to get real about what's swinging in your backyard. This May's forum night is your chance to tell us all about your antenna of choice, whether it's big, small, stealthy, floppy, held together by hope and cable ties, what we want. Your favourite antenna, or the one you tolerate, the good DX Glory, the bad SWR horror stories, and the downright ugly. We've seen things. Dipoles, verticals, loops, yagis, fractals, coat hangers, no judgment, just good stories, laughs, and maybe some inspirational sympathy. Bring your tales, your pictures, your bent aluminium, and let's share what's working or not at your QTH. No PowerPoint perfection needed, just you and your antenna antics. Come for the stories, stay for the laughter, leave with new ideas or at least some validation. See you there, 73 from the REST Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. REST Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? REST has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates. Standard, advanced and regulation assessments held on alternate months starting 31st of May 2025. Foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on 28th of June 2025. Stay updated with the full schedule on the REST events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email therestassess@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our Foundation licence training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, REST is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Satellite news. Changes to AMSAT TLE distribution for April 18, 2025. Two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Clipperian elements or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SP SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. New bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. More information may be found at the link on the email address of the broadcast. The following satellites have been added to the latest AMSAT TLE distribution: Hydra W NORAD, Hades ICM NORAD. Please note that two 3-line element TLE or 3LE sets for spacecraft launched in the near future will not be available, and new formats will be used instead. The essence of the problem is that the US Space Force is running out of 5-digit numbers to catalogue new satellites. For more information, take a look at the link in the email edition of the broadcast. AMSAT will continue to disseminate TLE for satellites currently in orbit indefinitely, as we do now, but we seek comments regarding the best way to support the amateur satellites of the future. Written by Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, via the AMSAT News Service. Space News. Canberra celebrates 60-year NASA collaboration with new dish. NASA's Deep Space Network, DSN, facility in Canberra marked its 60th anniversary on the 19th of March 2025 with a groundbreaking ceremony for its fifth radio antenna, Deep Space Station 33. The occasion celebrates decades of contribution to space exploration and highlights the site's continued importance in supporting communications with spacecraft across the solar system. The new 34-metre-wide dish will feature advanced beam waveguide technology, with much of its structure located underground to house state-of-the-art electronics in a climate-controlled environment, ensuring reliable performance and longevity. The new antenna, scheduled to come online in 2029, is part of NASA's Deep Space Network Aperture Enhancement Program. This initiative addresses the growing demand for deep space communications by increasing capacity and capability across the DSN's three global sites: Canberra, Madrid, and Goldstein, California. Madrid added a new antenna in 2022, and the Goldstein is nearing completion of its own. These efforts reflect NASA's push to support an expanding fleet of missions with increasingly large volumes of scientific data. Canberra has been a cornerstone of DSN since it became operational in 1965, just a year after Madrid, and 2 years after the DSN was formally established in 1963. Over the decades, Canberra has played a vital role in historic missions, including the Apollo moon landings. Its strategic southern hemisphere location makes it uniquely capable of maintaining contact with deep space probes like Voyager 2, which cannot be reached by the other two complexes due to its southern trajectory. By spacing its three communication complexes evenly around the globe, the DSN ensures continuous coverage of spacecraft as Earth rotates. Canberra's position gives it exclusive responsibility for sending commands to and receiving data from Voyager 2, now nearly 21 billion kilometres from Earth. Even Voyager 1, more than 24 billion kilometres away, can only receive commands through Canberra, underscoring its irreplaceable role in interstellar communications. Looking to the future, NASA is also developing optical laser-based communication technologies that provide vastly higher data rates than traditional radio systems. The Deep Space Optical Communications Experiment aboard the Psyche mission has already demonstrated impressive capabilities, including transmitting ultra-high-definition video across vast distances. According to DSN leaders, combining radio and optical technologies could lead to hybrid antennas that revolutionise deep space communications and amplify the scientific return of future missions. Sourced from the Critical Comms Web eZine and summarised by Arthur Inglis. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South Link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 MHz, -7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 -600 kHz, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide, Microwave QSO Party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist Wags Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Clubrooms Queen's Domain. Reist Wags Wednesday Experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Clubrooms Queen's Domain and streamed. Reist 6 metres AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meetings Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC testnet and technet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. NTARC Club Room's technical night session. The next session will be this Wednesday, the 30th of April, at the usual time of 6:30 at the Club Room's Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochelle Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursdays commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie, 2 metres DX net 144.190 USB. Events. Reist, May the 7th, Electric Unicycling the Tasmanian Trail with Alan, VK7KAN, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming. Reist, May 14th, the May Forum Night Antenna Confessions in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. and streamed. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7ZIR. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to North West Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. WCRG, North NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7DG. 20 metres, VK7TW, 10 metres, VK7ALH, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C Digital Group. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. This wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, your stories and your updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast or to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Fran, VK7FRN, wishing you 73 and a jolly good DX to all, lest we forget.